Now the text, the White Lotus Sutra text, says that the rain falls and the sun shines on the good and the bad alike. And I want now to, as it were, paraphrase this, or rather to transpose it to a somewhat different context. I want to say that the rain falls and the sun shines on the religious and the non-religious, or if you like, the secular, alike. Now, what does this mean? What does this change mean? It brings us to a very important feature of the modern world, the contemporary world, the world in which we live. Formerly, in history, certainly for the last couple of thousand years in the West, all communities and cultures were, as it were, officially religious. And within these communities, within these cultures, there was only one way in which one could develop oneself, in which one's consciousness could develop, and that was by having recourse to the traditional religious means, by having recourse, that is to say, to prayer or meditation or to sacraments and so on. In other words, formally, if one wanted to evolve, if one wanted to develop, one had necessarily to be a religious person and do it in the religious way. One had to be pious, or one had to be a religious scholar, or one had to be a mystic, and so on. But the important point is, the important development is, that this is no longer the case. A great change has taken place. It's been going on for some time. It began in the West, we may say, at the time of the Renaissance, when thought, when philosophy, when art started separating itself, some would say emancipating itself, from the tutelage of religion. And the whole process, which was accelerating anyway, became greatly accelerated after the Industrial Revolution. So that we find the situation today throughout the West, or most of the West, and this is beginning to be the case in the East also, we find a situation in which communities and cultures are secular rather than religious. We find, for instance, that art is secular art. It has got no direct connection with conventional or traditional religion. Literature is very definitely secular literature. And this brings us to a very important point indeed. It brings us to the point that the higher evolution, despite this change, despite this development, is still possible. And it brings us to the point that the higher evolution now, in the modern world, under modern conditions, especially in the West, can take place not only in religious, but also in secular terms. In other words, the rain falls on both alike, the sun shines on both alike, on the religious and on the secular. In fact, we can go even further than this. We can even go so far as to say that nowadays, in the West, for most people, the sort of development, the sort of evolution, the sort of spiritual progress that we have in mind is more likely even to take place in secular terms, or within a secular context, or by secular means, than by conventionally and traditionally religious ones. In fact, we have to face up to the question, if not the problem, that all that goes by the name of religion, or all that is traditionally or conventionally associated with the word religion, has nowadays very little appeal or very little attractiveness for the vast majority of thinking people. One can even go so far as to say that the opposite is the case, the converse is the case, that if you go to church, you're probably not very interested in religion. And that if you are very interested in religion, well, the less likely you are, maybe, to go to church, to put it very crudely. So therefore, one cannot sometimes help wondering whether it wouldn't be better to present the whole question, the whole issue of the higher evolution of man, not any longer in traditional religious terms, but even in secular terms. And it may be that more people would then be attracted, more people then able to participate and benefit from those teachings. It may be that one day we shall have to conclude that in sticking to traditional religious forms, including Eastern religious forms, we are being unimaginative and unrealistic, and perhaps even excluding, or at least not very much encouraging, some people who might otherwise have become involved and also have benefited from whatever one has to offer.